This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The trials of former Spanish judge Baltasar Garzon were arbitrary and did not comply with the principles of judicial independence and impartiality, the UN Human Rights Committee concluded on Thursday. The committee emphasised that even if Mr. Garzon had committed a judicial error in the two major political cases of Franco and Gürtel, they should have been corrected by a review before a higher court and not through the criminal prosecution. In the Franco case, Mr. Garzon assumed jurisdiction to investigate enforced disappearances during the Civil War and the dictatorship of General Francisco Franco. In the Gürtel case, the former judge decided to monitor communications between defendants and their representatives to prevent the commission of crimes. The former judge of the Spanish National Court was criminally prosecuted and tried in 2012 for alleged willful abuse of power. He was acquitted in the Franco case, but was convicted in the Gürtel case and disbarred from office for 11 years. The next 3 months will be a critical period for stepping up global collective action against future pandemics, according to the head of the World Health Organization. Although the COVID-19 caseload stabilised last week after nearly 2 months of increases, the level remains high, said WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, adding that as long as the virus is circulating anywhere, it's a threat everywhere. He noted that three major meetings, the UN General Assembly in September, followed by the G20 summit in October, and a special session of the World Health Organization's governing body set for November, would be critical for shaping the future of pandemic preparedness and response. A report issued by a G20-established high-level independent panel calls for strengthening WHO and repurposing the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and other multilateral development banks so that they can help countries deliver a speedy response whenever a pandemic emerges. The panel has also proposed the creation of a global health threats fund to mobilise $10 billion annually and the establishment of a new governance mechanism that brings together financial and health decision-makers. The decision by Malawi's Supreme Court of Appeal to resume imposing the death penalty raises serious concerns on the due administration of justice, UN Human Rights spokesperson Marta Hurtado said on Thursday. The move comes 4 months after a judgment that was widely understood to abolish the death penalty in the country. Ms. Hurtado argued that the death penalty is inconsistent with a state's duty to protect the fundamental right to life, and there's no evidence globally that it has a deterrent effect on serious crimes. The risk that an innocent person may be condemned to death is heightened in Malawi, she added, as the law does not criminalise confessions extracted under duress, including through torture and ill treatment, nor preclude their admission as evidence in court. Ms. Hurtado warned that the renewed uncertainty for people who have been sentenced to death could lead to intense suffering for both themselves and their families. She also reminded the government and parliament of Malawi that they can still take steps to formally abolish the death penalty in the country through legislation. Katie Dartford, UN News.